I have a problem brewing at my house. It is getting out of control for my son's birthday.
I'm shocked by this, Carson. Absolutely
is
shocked.
Is it his fault?
Did he go over the $25 spending limit?
What did he do?
His birthday is November 21st. He will be 8 years old.
First of all, I cannot believe he's going to be 8 years old.
And, you know, we went yesterday to Mike's in the North End where he is like the king. He right. walks in there and they just start handing him pastries.
What?
Like he doesn't have to wait in line. They don't charge him. He is the king of Mike's pastry.
Can I say, hey, dad wants a cannoli?
Yeah. Can Annie and I babysit?
Absolutely.
Get me a cannoli.
Yes.
He can really make a good side hustle.
Yes.
Like recent
Barrett's pastries.
I want him to end up being one of those guys that sits in chairs outside yelling at people across the street.
That's Barrett. So
he'll sit out there in his lawn chair, hold your parking spot for you.
He's ordering his cake yesterday, his Grinch birthday cake, because he's having a Grinch party. And while he's ordering the cake, we're finishing up all the details of what his party is going to be, Lana and I. And so Barrett said he just wanted to have a one person overnight sleepover and go see a movie.
Okay.
And then go out for pizza.
Well, that sounds fine.
So that's what Barrett wants to do.
That's
one person.
Right.
That's easy peasy lemon squeeze.
And then my mom said, well, what about this girl? She's one of your best friends, too. Maybe you should, you know, you're leaving her out and you guys are on the same street and you're besties and all that.
Oh,
sort
so it's turning into if I don't invite so-and-so, I have to invite so-and-so?
So then we... And so
seems like Lana's getting involved in something she don't need to be getting involved
in. He agrees.
In.
He's like, oh, yeah, I love her to death. Yeah, she should definitely be there. And then, it was going to be a Fortnite party. But then some of the kids aren't allowed to play Fortnite. So that's when he moved to the Grinch. He wanted to be inclusive of everybody because some kids...
What if some kids can't read?
He's a kind boy.
He really is. So then, what about this kid? And then, I got to invite him too. Then yesterday, my wife says, since we've invited so-and-so, we're going to invite these other two.
This is reason number 862. I don't have kids.
So you started out with one. How many are you at now?
Nine.
What?
No.
Nine.
Are they all sleeping over?
Okay, so I...
Because your house can fit a bunch, but nine.
No, we can't fit nine people. What are you talking about?
Well, you could. They'd just be on every floor.
No, you guys couldn't sleep there yourselves.
So they're going to the movies. So when you invite kids to a birthday party at the movies, you have to pay for the movie.
Yeah.
So
that's how it works.
Right.
Are you at least doing a matinee to get a little bit of price off?
Kennedy, Saturday, we're going to be at the Burlington Mall from 11 to 1.
I know that. But do you know when matinee's 3 o'clock.
Yeah. But I got to get back into Charlestown. I got to pick up all the kids, get them. No.
It's not a drop off?
No.
You're breaking the bank, man.
No.
You have to pick up every kid at their house?
Yes.
That's lunacy.
They're all coming to our house. And
then
that's
what I meant. It's a pick drop off.
Did you get a mortgage for this?
Right.
Birthday party?
So then we're all going to the movies. And you know what they're going to want at the movies?
Popcorn, candy, soda.
Right.
Can you grab stuff ahead of time and put them in your man bag?
That's a lot of stuff for nine people. Like, we do that. But
that's a lot of Twizzlers.
How big of a bag would I need
a lot of
for nine kids?
You have a nice man bag. Twizzlers don't take up a lot of space.
And then we're doing pizza after. Like nine.
They're not going to be hungry after. They're going to be full of popcorn.
You don't know nine.
Eight-year-old boys? I don't.
Yeah, they eat.
Yeah, literally about halfway through, they're going to be like, I'm hungry for pizza.
And I'm just like, what happened?
Holy moly.
What happened? One kid, overnight, sleepover.
You're like, this is going to be $40.
Right,
it's going to be amazing.
$50 plus whatever
his cake was. His birthday ever.
I loved sleepovers when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Loved them.
So Barrett loves them, and some of his friends don't like them. Like, they don't want to sleep over, and some kids like to sleep over.
So maybe you won't have all nine sleeping over then.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's a
sleepover. The sleepover doesn't cost you anything.
No, the sleepover is fine.
That's the free part.
Just a little sanity, but other than that. So, I don't know. It's out of control.
Oh, thoughts and prayers, Carson. Thoughts and prayers.
Honestly. I'm scared
for
you.
The struggle
is
real.
You might want to break into that Spider-Man piggy bank.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.